your children be the children as we go. Gathered here again this morning, Lord God, in thy name, declaring, Lord God, that we cannot, Father, cannot hear, cannot speak, Lord, we can do nothing, Father. We look up unto you, Father, to speak. Look up unto you, Father, to hear. Father, speak to our hearts, Lord God, this morning. Brother people, you are the great creator, and all things are possible with you. You can do things, Father, that no man can do. And that is why, Lord God, we trust in you. This morning, Father, we want to commit our hearts to you, Father. Those who are listening in, and Father, the physical audience, Lord, we all come to you, Father, to feed, Lord God, from your table this morning. If there be anything, Father, that would impede that, Lord, all things are possible with you. There's nothing that is too hard for you. Take it out, Lord God. Come around, Lord God. Stand before us, Father, with each man, with each woman in this room, Lord God. Take charge, Father, and Father, let's eat from you this morning is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. You can get seated. You can get seated. Brother Michael, can you give my... Something. Something. Thank you. All right. I forgot my handkerchief this morning. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Michael. Thank you, Brother Michael. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Michael. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay. Again. Good. So. Thank you very much. Most welcome. Sharon, how are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you, Brother Joe. It's quite some days now. It's good to see you. And the other time you stood here, you read songs very well, so you should be doing that more often. You want that. I had a rough night last night, so, and I felt so bad that I was not able to come as early as I wanted, because I didn't know that Michael is moving around this way. I thought he's in bed, and we praise God for this. We praise God for this. This was a major thing on him, and he's around. But he's a strong man. He's a strong man. Even when he's suffering, he still wants to serve the Lord, and that's good. So most welcome in this. And I was supposed to go to Mooresville yesterday, and I was not able to. So maybe you missed me. I'm sorry, but I love you, and I've been wanting to come there and talk to one-on-one. I like talking one-on-one, and we are very free with these girls, and I want to talk to you people. I want to talk to you one-on-one, and I want you to ask questions, any question. I don't try to say that I know everything, but, you know, when you ask me a question, I go to search. I say I don't know, and then I go to search. One time I found the prophet. There was a question that was asked to the prophet one time. This is a very confusing question, by the way. He was asked one time, just in a span of about maybe 6 months or something. He was asked a question. Brother Branham, will there be people, will there be children born in the millennium? In the millennium, are there going to be children that are born there? And the prophet, when you look at it, the way the prophet is answering it, I don't know. That is what something I don't know. I'm looking at it. It looks so much like there will be children born in the millennium. And again, it looks like there are no children begun. So he left it like that. Down the line, about a few months later, I think a few days, I don't remember exactly. you hear him answering that question. Yes. And he's not even saying that he's answering that question. He's just going. He's not even that asking that question. You see, praise with God. And that was 1964. That was 1964 when he asked that question. So you'd expect him, because the seals are opened, now that to know. Nobody knows everything. It's God who knows everything. Amen. And unless God opens it up, we don't know.
Yes.
This is a very complicated something. And I have really looked at it for a long time, and I didn't know how to approach it. And sometimes I fear bringing things that I've never heard anybody talk about, and I'm not trying to say I'm right. So I just bring them the way I see them. So that you people can look at it, and if maybe I've left something, we are all in this.
Yes.
It's not mine, it's not yours. We are all in this.
Amen.
And anyone of you can look at it, and if you see something that you can put there more, you're welcome. You're welcome. And if you think that maybe we can correct this, you're also welcome. I'm like that. I don't start here to say, even those people who are listening in, to say that I know it. No. I know it all, and nobody can teach it. No. It's just the way I see it. There are some things that here I'm going to mention that I've not even heard the prophet put them in exactly those words. Like if I say there are four resurrections, I've never heard anything like that. Even the prophet does not say that there are four resurrections. He doesn't say that. But when I look at it and count them, I'm seeing four. So I'm just saying I'm counting them, and I'm seeing four. I'm not saying the prophet said there are four. That number, the prophet has never said. The prophet has always said, there are two resurrections. There are two resurrections. I hope you get that. There are two resurrections according to the prophet, okay? But now, he says, this is a resurrection, this is a resurrection, this is a resurrection, this is a resurrection. And you count them, and you see there are four. And he says, each one of them is a resurrection. Why does he do that? The prophet said, some things are said not directly to the people.
Right.
Because it's not for everybody. The prophet said, you read between the lines.
Right.
You read in between the lines. And unfortunately, in the between the lines of this message and of the Bible, then there's nothing. You understand what I mean? In between the lines, if you read a verse and a second verse, in between, you're told to read in between the lines. And in between the lines, there's nothing. It's not written. What are you going to read there? Praise be to God. It's only God who will come and open it to you. It's only God. And that one cannot be taught to anybody. You cannot do nothing. We preachers, we just say what we see, and we just keep quiet. There was something I wanted this morning, but I had a rough night. I forgot to fold it up. And that picture that we're going to draw. And we're going to continue with this. Maybe not today, not another time. We might not finish. Today, I just want to prove what these resurrections are. I just want to prove the way I see it, how many they are and what they are. So that when he speaks here, you know he's speaking about this resurrection. When he speaks here, you know he's speaking about this resurrection. When he speaks here, you see, whenever you read the message, now you can take that resurrection that he's talking about. Because I think the word resurrection in the message is mentioned about 2,700 and da-da-da-da-da-da. And every time he's talking about one of them, And the Bible, whenever the Bible is talking, he's talking one of them. Like when he says that the books will be opened, I was surprised. But when he says the books will be opened and the judgment will be there, that is the last resurrection. After everything is done and the judgment is laid there. You see that? Yeah. So when you see that, the books are opened and the people resurrect, you know who are they that he's talking about to resurrect at that time. So that's my point today. I'm not even teaching resurrection, but I'm just wanting to prove that they are four and where they and what they are. So first is, as you can see, is what is resurrection? Okay, I think I cut. The topic is the resurrection, and then the next is a subtopic. Oh, okay, that's right, brother. So the next subtopic is what is resurrection? What is resurrection? Let's not get complicated, senior. Let's just say, when we say resurrection, what is it? It's something that is dead and now is going to rise up. Do you understand that? It's not complicated. Don't complicate it like it's something over there. No, God is not complicated. And that's where a lot of people get it. If you just go in simple minds, no, you don't need education in this. You just look at it and just call it what it is. If it was something else, he could have called it something else. He called it resurrection. Amen. So resurrection is something that was dead and now is going to rise up. Right. I hope you get that. That's simple. That's the simplicity of it. It's something that was dead and now is alive. Now, something that was dead and now is alive. I hope you get that. Now, Amen. What is resurrection? Now, if I drop this piece, the prophet says, now, if I drop this, we are starting on letting off the pressure. Now, if we drop this piece of paper on the floor, now it went down. And I come over here and pick it up. Something similar. I pick something similar. Now, that isn't resurrection. I'm not going to read everything, but I want you to get the picture. That is not resurrection. Right. I drop this down and I pick another one. That is not resurrection. Right. If you die and God creates somebody else that looks like, that's not resurrection. Right. He's got to exactly bring you up. The way you are, not the way you are, but the way he wanted you to be. Maybe I have a quote here that what he wanted you to be. There's a way that he wanted you to be. But because of sin and being shaped in iniquity, because of the way you are born, now you are born in sin and you are born dead to begin with. Right. Praise be to God. Right. Now when you come here, you come anyways. But you come wrong. The mother and the father getting together and bringing you here, that was not the right way. That was not the right way that you're supposed to come here. Right. But you come anyways. You come the way of the devil. That's why the Bible said, and I have a scripture there, that's where the Bible said you are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You don't have a chance to begin with. Praise the Lord. You don't have a chance to begin with when you're born. You're born here speaking lies. You're born here a wrong person to begin with.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. So you're born here dead. You're born here on earth dead to begin with. Now God had to have to resurrect you. And the only person that can be resurrected is his child.
Amen.
Okay, now. Now, if you drop this and pick it and get another one, that is not resurrection.
Right.
That is replacement. It's just like, that is a replacement. But the resurrection is to bring the same one up. And if you are coming back again, just you want a yellow grain of corn. It will produce another yellow grain of corn. See? And we go down a mortal. We go down a mortal. We die a mortal. That's death. We die. We go down a mortal. Mortal is somebody that is going to die. That you go down a mortal. You go down a mortal. You were born here a mortal. Somebody that is supposed to die. Is that right? In fact, you're born in death. You're born like you are dead. Praise be to God. You come here, you arrive that you come here with on earth is death. That's why if you don't go to Christ, who is another scripture that I have here. I don't know how to organize my scriptures and things like that. I think I put it here. Maybe I lost it. I don't know. There was a scripture that I put there. Yeah, if you go down Bramaico to down to two spiritual resurrections. We're going to go back here. Two spiritual resurrections. The Bible said, two spiritual resurrections. There, it says like that. Jesus said to her, I'm the resurrection. He was telling mother. You know, they went to resurrect mother, Lazarus, and he came back there, And now mother was telling him, if you are there, he could not have died. He said, no, he's not dead. He's just sleeping. Then he said, but we know, the mother told Jesus Christ, but we know he will resurrect in the last resurrection, which is the second resurrection. Because they believed, everybody here on earth believed that someday people will resurrect in the general resurrection, that is the second resurrection. You know, I'm going beyond myself, and I want to go slowly. But he said, when mother told him that, told Jesus like that, he said, no. He didn't say no. He said, I am a resurrection. I am life. I'm both resurrection and life.
Amen.
In other words, I'm life. Therefore, I'll resurrect people and give them life.
Yes.
And whoever comes in me and gets me, if you get Jesus Christ, though you are dead, though you are born in sin and shaped iniquity, though you are nothing, though you have no chance, when you have him, he is resurrection. So don't worry about resurrection, you resurrect.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Not only that, you have life.
Yes.
So you cannot die. Praise God. So those that are in Christ cannot die. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back, Brother Michael. Let's go back to the first. Okay. Okay, now, what is the resurrection? That resurrection is bringing it back. Okay, now we can go back down. There are lots of things that you can see down there. But let's go to the red part. The red part. See, God, when he was born, he started painting a picture. When you're born here on earth, he started painting a picture. You started getting older. And when you get up about 25 years old, the picture's completed. In other words, he was creating you. You came anyhow. He wanted you and you came. But you came wrong. Okay, you come wrong. You come on the way of the devil. In sin and shaped in iniquity, you come anyhow. So when you started coming, he looked at you, picture completed. He said, all right. When you are about 20 and 20 something, he looked at you and said, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. And now start dying. Okay, now the picture completed. Said, all right, death come on now. Now death start. Age, getting aged, Brother Joe, is dying. Like I'm dead so much. Imagine when I was 25, this is when I was alive. Or that is when God looked at me and so this is what I wanted. Now I've been dying. Death come on. And at 25, death came on me. And I've been dying. I hope you get that. That's right. That's what he's saying here. Okay, he's dying. Okay. About 25 years, the picture's completed. He said, all right, death come on now. First thing you know, you wake up on a morning and notice, you say, mother, you got wrinkles on you. Okay, he said, yes, dad, and the gray hair coming too. What is it? Death set in. What was it? Death has come now. Just keeps crowding you down. After all, it finally takes you. But in the resurrection, everything that death done, you'll be taken away in the resurrection. All right. Now that's all right. The picture will, then you come back in the resurrection to perfection. You come back to when you are 25 in the resurrection. That is another something. But that was just a question. The question that I was answering here is, what is resurrection? Resurrection is coming back. Okay, now, let's go to... okay, let's go to my comments. Let's go to my comments. My comments there. Why is resurrection a topic? Why is comments. Why is resurrection a topic a bit confusing? Why? Why is it a bit confusing? Why is it a bit confusing? All the resurrections mentioned in the Bible were physical. That's a big deal there. Were physical. How are they physical? Everything that was mentioned in the Bible about how many resurrections do you remember in the Bible? I think there was a resurrection of a girl. Of the father was Jairus, is that it?
Yes.
He was dead. And they come to Jesus and tell him, there's no need even of coming to my house because he's already dead, is that right? And then he resurrected the girl. And very many others. There was also resurrection of, do you remember resurrection of Samuel? Yeah, Samuel came. And when he came, he prophesied. Someone was called by a witch. He prophesied. Somebody that had been dead and they had buried him for so many months and he was brought back. So in other words, all this had been physical. So when you bring anything spiritual, people don't understand. A spiritual resurrection, people don't understand. That's why it's a bit confusing. You remember that even Jesus Christ had to die, and when he died, they buried him completely. That's what people know. They know that resurrection of somebody who is dead and may be buried, like Lazarus, is right? Lazarus had actually died, and the people say, according to the Bible, according to the traditions of Israel, when you are dead for 4 days, there's no way for you to come back because you have gone beyond, and everything has rotten and everything like that. But Jesus Christ, the prophet comes here and says, he had not even gone far. Because there's a place you go when you die. Remember, when you die here or not, there's a place you go. And this is how, let me mention that so that you can understand. When you die, because everybody must die. Everybody needs a resurrection. There's a resurrection for everybody. One of the resurrections must come on you. Must come for everybody here or not. Resurrection must come to, everybody here or not must have a resurrection of a kind. Because they must die. All people must die. All people are going to die physically. Yes. They're going to die. Right. I hope you get that. Everybody must die. But everybody will resurrect. Mm-hmm. Everybody will resurrect. Even the bad people will resurrect. The children of the devil will also resurrect. Everybody will resurrect. Physically speaking, they will resurrect. They will come here and be judged and die again. That's why it's not even considered a resurrection. Because you just come and die again. Okay? But we are coming to that. Okay. So that's why it's a bit confusing. It's because people know of a physical resurrection. So the other two, they are ignored. People don't know about the other two. Now, the word says mentions the first and the second resurrection. That is what the word does. The word mentions the first and the second resurrection. That's my point number two. That's why is it confusing? It's confusing because people know of physical death. Physical death, therefore physical resurrection. They see somebody is dead and they see it come up. Now, the word says mentions the first and the second resurrection. When you go to the Bible teaches about two resurrections. I think you know that. Two resurrections. First resurrection and the last resurrection. That is a general resurrection for everybody. We are going to come to that. That's what the Bible teaches. So that's what people know. So the only thing they know is you either a miracle has happened. A miracle like Brother Branham raised a person. I think the church raised a person in the church in Jeffersonville that was dead, I think, for a day or something like that. They know that somebody has died and the doctor declared he's no more and now you raise him up when he's dead. That's what they do. So when the prophet talks about two other resurrections, people now get lost. That's why it's a bit complicated. But the words says mentions the first and the second resurrection. But the prophet talks of two more others. He talks of two more others. We need to try and put each resurrection that is mentioned in its place. My English is bad. I'm sorry about that. But okay. Now, the first resurrection that I see is of an individual. And it's not physical. Two spiritual resurrections. Two spiritual resurrections. I see two spiritual resurrections and two physical resurrections. Let me explain. The first resurrection that I see that is spiritual is for an individual. Can you get that? That is an individual. You are dead to begin with. So you need to be resurrected. You are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So you need life. You are dead already. Praise be to God. So that is a resurrection. That is a resurrection. So you come here speaking lies and you're dead to begin with. In fact, if you're left alone, you'd go and you are annihilated. Right. Can you get that? Right. So you come here like that. So God comes because his life and resurrection gets into you. Right. And he searches you and you come unto him. When he gets you, you are resurrected. You are dead in sin and shaped in iniquity. Yes. Now you come here on earth like that. When Jesus Christ gets into you, or you get into Christ, can you get that? Yes. That is a resurrection. That's one resurrection. The other resurrection is a bit confusing also. It's the resurrection of the church. I'm going to read some quotes here. When he says in the book in the Thessalonians that he will bring those that are dead with him. Can you get that? In other words, he'll bring the people of Paul. He's going to bring the people of Paul here. When he comes down, which we believe he has come, when he comes down, he'll come with the people of Paul. All those are dead. He'll come with Irenaeus. He'll come with all those people of the church ages that believe their message, the message of the age. Because another thing I say, there is no way that anybody can get saved unless God saves people. The grace of God comes to the people by bringing the message of the hour. Right. That's why we tell you guys, young people, that there is no any other way to get saved in this age. Except, and I've told people, don't think that you can just go to any church, and take their doctrine and think you're saved. You can go there and be happy. Because you can sing. You can sing in that church very well. They have even better singing than us. They have like this, four of them, in that corner. They are bigger churches. They look very good. And maybe five guitars. Do you see that? And some people jump up and they feel like, and when they sing, those songs trickle down to people's bodies and you feel a chill or something. a goosebump or something. And you're happy, you see? And everybody is doing. I've gone to a church where they're jumping up and doing that. Is that good? That's very good. That's very good. But finally, what happens to you?
Right.
After singing all that, what happens to you? Do you have life eternal? Do you have this? That is called a resurrection in life. Do you have that? Then you remain dead. Singing and doing all that, is worshiping great? Worshiping is great. Great company is good, but do you have him that is called resurrection and life? That's a question.
Yes.
Who is resurrection and life? Is his word.
Amen.
It's his word. Remember that, it's his word. In the beginning was the word was God, the word was with God, is that right?
Yes.
And that was Jesus Christ. If there's no Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is not in the Bible, listen. The prophet said that the word that fell on the day of Pentecost won't work.
That's right.
Remember that. Let's take Noah, for example. It's just an example. Let's take Noah. If Noah, do you think Noah's people didn't have the word? According to the word, listen, according to the word of God, the way God had created the earth is that rain was not coming from heaven.
Right.
Can you hear that? Rain was not coming from heaven. Where was it coming from? From underground. That was the creation of God, and that was the word of God.
Yes,
is that right, brothers?
Yep.
That was the right. That was the word of God.
Right.
But now God came with the message of the hour and told them, "This is the message of the hour. The rain is going to come from heaven and it's going to destroy the people, and everything else will be destroyed."
Right.
Do you see that? People refused because of the word.
Right.
No, not because of the no, because of the word. They didn't know that it has changed. God has changed to these people.
Right. Said,
no, now it's me who created the earth. And it's me who told the earth that it should get water from the ground. Now I'm telling the earth to get water from heaven and from the earth.
Right.
And there'll be water here or not. And you must, for you to save yourself, you got to get into this. They said, no, it's against the creation. It's against the creation of God. The word of the age is what can save you. And God said, listen very carefully. God says, I don't get you anything else. God says, every time God says his word for that age to save you.
Yes, sir.
Whoever refuses, the prophet said, the Bible said, Jesus Christ who looked at them and told them, if you don't believe that I am the one who has been sent now, this time, this age, this is the age of the Son of Man. This is the age of Jesus Christ. If you don't believe me, and they say, no. You cannot tell me that, you cannot tell us that you are greater than Moses. In other words, were they on the word? Were they on the word? When they were saying, we want to believe Moses. Was Moses the word? Yes! Moses was the law. And God actually had talked to Moses. And they knew God had talked to Moses in the mountain. Is that right, brothers? God, he knows that. It's written. And they couldn't even open the Bible. Can't you see this? Can't you see this? Can't you see this? Is that right? And they said, no. If you don't believe, you can believe all the Moses you want. You can believe all the Bible you want. But if you don't believe this message of the hour now, you die in your sins. It doesn't matter. In fact, the prophet says, all the singing, because they were singing about what Moses had said and playing guitar and everything else and what David had said and all this. They were singing the Psalms of Moses and things like that. But he said, if you don't believe that I'm he, all you're singing. The prophet said, when he died on the cross there, all their singing became sin. All their worshipping, all their believing that became sin. All that you believe against the message of the hour is sin.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's why very many people will die in their sins because of not coming to the message of the hour. So not everything. Don't be comfortable that you are somewhere, that you are in a church somewhere, that you are worshiping God somewhere, that you are happy somewhere. Look at what you are eating. Is it the message of the hour? If it's not the message of the hour, run away.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Run away. Get away from that.
Amen.
It's death.
Yes, sir.
It's death. You can worship all you want. You can go where you want and then die and go to hell.
Yes, sir.
That's very dangerous, brothers and sisters. That's why I'm saying, look at what you're eating. The only thing, Sister Esther Jr., the only thing that can save you is the message of this hour.
Amen.
What is the message of this hour? Is the rapture.
Right.
I'm sorry, My daughter there had told me about, said some quotes about the rapture. I've been so bogged up, I'm sorry. I've been so bogged up. But I'm going to say those quotes. I'm going to say those quotes about the rapture. It's the rapture. What is rapture? It's that Jesus Christ has come. Can you get that? Jesus Christ has come and gotten. Rapture is Jesus Christ and his bride and gotten his bride. Can you get that? That's the message of the hour. Anywhere they are teaching about his coming, he will come. That's not right. Okay, let's get back here. Where are we? Are we finished with my comments? Okay, the spiritual selections. Okay, the two spiritual selections, individual. So there are two. There are four. I say there are four. There's individual. Let me count them. There's individual. Individual selection. When Jesus comes, and I can just talk. When Jesus comes and enters you, he's resurrection and life. Right. Without him, you are dead. You're not yet alive. You are dead. Yeah. Can you get that? Yeah. That's a resurrection. When he comes and enters you as an individual, that is resurrection. Yeah. He can talk about it in many ways, but that is the simplicity of it. It's you accepting Jesus. Which Jesus? Jesus of Nazareth? No, the message of your age. Can you get that? How many gets that? Jesus Christ is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right. Here we don't pray like they were praying. The God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. Yeah, that's okay. He's God of that, yes. But today is the God of the message of the hour.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And remember, if you don't call him his name, he's not going to hear you.
That's right.
If you call him the message of Abraham, he does. Do you remember the salvation woman? He prayed and called him, oh, son of David. He was not a son of David to her.
That's right.
He didn't even turn around. He said, you got to call him what he is. What is he? He is the message of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
For him to hear you. For him to give you a second birth. For him to resurrect you. For him to give you life. He's got to be the God of this hour.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Was he God of Moses? Yes. But today is not God of Moses. So, no, sir. No, sir. He's God in the bride.
Amen.
And you got to call him what he is. And you got to not call him. Like the Bible said that no man can call him Jesus Christ until he has the Holy Ghost. And people are calling him in the bars, in the drinking beer and smoking bars, and they are calling him Christ, is that right? That's what he meant. Not calling him in the mouth. It's something that deep there that you understand that he's Christ.
Yes.
And you know that he's Christ. That is what he means, brothers. If you don't understand who is Christ in him, it doesn't matter how many times you're going to call him Christ, he's nothing.
Right.
He's got to come to a place that this message, the life of the message, comes to you. When it comes to you, that's a resurrection. That's a resurrection, brother. That's a resurrection. You are resurrected. You're not dead.
Right.
Now you can point to where they're going to bury you because this body has got to die. One day, this body has got to die. You can point it. Some people have a place where they're going to bury him. I had two Jews in Kenya. The former minister went home and told them, because I'm feeling like they're going to kill me. Whenever I die, you bury me here or over there. Whatever. You can do. But you can point it now and say, grave, where is your power?
Right.
You're not going to hold me. I have the life eternal. I have the resurrection in me. Not I will have. No. Now, because I have him, I have the message of this hour. I have him. Now, today I have the resurrection. Bury this body there and it will rise up again.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about individual resurrection.
Amen.
I hope you get that. Bury me anywhere. Death, where is your sting? You cannot kill me. What is death? Death is something that comes. It's eternal separation from God.
Right.
That's the real meaning of the word death. You are eternally separated. Now here you are separated from the people and from your body. You know what happens when you die? Do you know what happens when you die? Let's talk about it a bit. Not a bit. I'm just going to mention it. This is what happens when you die. Anybody, when he dies. And everybody must die. Everybody. The people that you see here around, all the people that you see in town, all the people you see in meetings, in 100 years from now, they will not be there. They will all be dead if we stay here for another 100 years. They will die. Do you get that? Me also. You also. If time comes, And God is done with the world. He wiped them all. He wiped them all by bombs. And God said he's not going to kill anybody. People will kill themselves with bombs.
Right. Right.
Is that? So this world will go by bombs and everything goes.
Yep.
So if you don't die now by disease or anything,
or anything, something like excuse you. Remember, you're going to die anyway. Don't think that you're saying you're going to die. That's why everybody needs resurrection. Now, what happens when you die? When you die, is a step. Whether you are a sinner or a righteous man, you step from here and you get into another body. God did not intend for you to stay without a body. Who is this that is stepping from here to here, to this body, from this body to the other? Who is it? Who is you? Who is you? You are your soul and your spirit. Can you get that? What is a soul? A soul is the character. It's the behavior. I've never had anything like that, but what is a character? Character is the way that spirit behaves, is it right?
Amen.
Is the spirit, is the behavior. The soul is the behavior of that spirit. If it's of God, if the soul is of God, then that spirit will act and do things of God.
That's right.
So they go together, the spirit and the soul. They come from here. Now listen, this spirit and soul, that's real you. It comes from here, this earth. This body drops. Remember that. We are talking about this. This body drops.
Right.
When this body drops, your soul and your spirit goes. Immediately, it's like a stepping. It's just beside you. The orphan is just beside you. You go into another body.
Right.
You go into another body. So this drops. This drops. Now, if you have the spiritual resurrection of an individual, if God, who is resurrection and life, has come to you and lived in you, if that be the case, now you're already resurrected. So you go into a theophany. A sinner who does not have that resurrection and life, where does he go? To another body. I don't know what it is. But it's a body that is going to get into sufferings. Can you get that? Then he suffers. The prophet went there. The prophet went to that. People joke. Let me tell you. People joke. People don't care. Let me tell you something. The prophet went there. Yeah. And so he was in that. He was not in that body. I don't know what kind of body he had, brother Michael, because he's not saved. But he went there. And he said he wouldn't like his worst enemy to go there.
Yep, that's right.
That's why I wonder, if you love somebody, why don't you tell them this? Mm-hmm. He said he wouldn't like his worst enemy to go there. And the best thing you can do to somebody that you love is to tell him, don't go there. Don't go that's a bad place. I love you if you love them. If you love your wife, if you love your children, if you love your husband or whoever, if you love them, if you love your friends that you work with, is to tell them, don't go to that direction is bad.
Right.
The prophet went there for us to know. He said, I went there and I wouldn't like my worst enemy to go there. Now, that makes you more serious with Christianity. You don't want to go there. That's where you go. When you die, having not this resurrection in life. Okay? Now, I'm talking about you now, because you are in your theophany. You go to your theophany because you're Christian. Okay? I'm talking about other people, where they go. Now, in this theophany, you stay in your theophany. Listen very carefully now. You stay in your theophany. That's your journey. And you must have three. You must have three bodies. And everybody here on earth has three bodies. The one that he gets into when he goes to the fifth dimension, where bad people go, I don't know its name. But the good people, they go to the orphan, a body that is spiritual. You stay there, and that is happiness and joy. It's like heaven. That's right. The orphan is like heaven. It's called the body word. Because you had the word here of your age, now the word awaits you over there. Can you get that? Oh, it's gone. All suffering is gone. You go there. That's not an old thing. It's not an old thing. It's a new thing. It's a brand new body. You get in that. Now, listen. After all is done, and this body, because it came wrong, is washed, is cleaned up, is glorified. Now, from there, what was the problem with him? I don't know, but that's okay. From there, you come back with your theophany. You come with your theophany. You don't leave that theophany. It's eternal. That's what the prophet says. You come with your theophany and get into your body.
Right.
The body that you left here on earth. Remember, the prophet said is not replacement. Is that right? Not replacement. So you come to your body. When it was 20, 23, 24. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it was that age. So you come back in a glorified body. And you live in that glorified body. Eternally.
Right.
Praise be to God. I hope you get that. All right, that's your journey. And everybody has three bodies. That's why I say everybody must die. Because there's no any other way. That's another fact. There's no any other way to go to your theophany. Except you die. Do you get that? Except you die in this body. You die. You drop this body. All right. Let's go there. Let's go here. I don't know where I am now. Yeah, we can jump all that now. I've said all that. Individual. And behold, I was shaped in iniquity and in sin. And my mother conceived me and seen something like that. That's what I've been saying now. Let's go to that quote and see. I don't know which quote to read and which quote. Let's read these ones. The quicken, because I want also you to understand how he words it. Do you understand how he wants it? So when you go there, you understand what he's saying, okay? When you go there, you understand what he's saying. What he's calling this resurrection now. Listen. The quicken power, that quicken power is the resurrection. He calls it resurrection. You read the book called It's the Rising of the Sun. Is this a seal? God's power to transform? No. All right. Some books down there, just around that time. He's going to tell you exactly what it is. This quickening power, he calls it dynamic. It's the Holy Ghost. He calls it the token. The token, the quickening power, the resurrection is one and the same thing. I can prove it. Yes, token. Token is the Holy Ghost. What is Holy Ghost? Is the life of Jesus Christ in you. It's him. In fact, the token has never been given until the evening time. It's the wholeness of Christ in you now.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because the problem is people think that the people had the Holy Ghost at the upper house. They had the Holy Ghost, but not the Holy Ghost that you have now.
That's right.
No, it's the same Holy Ghost, but not that amount.
Right.
Now is the fullness. Christ has come from heaven and taken the bride.
Yes, sir.
Can you get that? And taken you as an individual. The whole of you and him has become one. You are married.
Amen.
That's the message of this hour. Yes. That's the only thing that can save you. That's the only way. Listen. That's the only way for anybody today to be saved.
Right.
It's for God. The creator of heaven and earth. It's a big thing, brothers. The creator of heaven and earth coming down. For somebody that is nothing like me. And grabs me. And grabs me and me and him.
Yes.
Don't look at this. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the real me.
Right.
The real me is the soul and the spirit. He grabs it. And I don't belong here any longer.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise God. That's the message of the hour. Mm-hmm. Alright. Now. He calls it the token. The token. Today is the wholeness of him. He calls it the full life of Jesus Christ. The life, not the chemistry, the life. He says, the life. What is the life? There's nothing like, life is God. Eternal life. There's no any other form of eternal life except God. That's God from heaven. I'm not talking about what they had in the upper room. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about what the outfall had. I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about God came from heaven and entered Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. And the world, there's no, the world calls him God. Because he's God. He became God, is right?
Right?
So you, when you get resurrected today, when that God, which is a token, which is the life of God, when he comes down here, you become God. Not this.
Right.
Remember, not this. Yes. But this is also quickened. This, what is to quicken? To put right. This body is pumped. Let me use that.
Yes.
It's pumped. With that life. Can you get that? Can you get that? It's pumped with that life. What happens when it's pumped with that kind of life? It becomes subject. Can you get that? It becomes subject. It adheres. It listens. It obeys. It obeys.
Amen.
Praise with God. That who has come from heaven and entered you and grabbed you.
Right.
Everything comes into subjection. Everything in you comes into subjection. Your soul, your spirit, your body comes into subjection. You can now say, like Jesus Christ said, I do nothing until I see the Father doing. Can you get that?
Yeah.
Why? He's subject. He's obedient. He follows that. That is exactly what is happening now today. All right.
Yeah.
So when he talks about the quickening power, what is the quickening power? Quickening power, resurrection, dynamics, Holy Ghost, talking. All the, just look at it. Just look. Because, you know, the prophet talks in different things, in different ways. And he said, why he does that? He said, he asked in the book called Unveiling of God, he said, do you know Do you get what the God is trying to get into you people without saying it openly? Are you trying to get it? Are you trying to get it? What God is trying to get to you people without saying it? He's not coming and telling you this and this and this. He's not saying that. He's saying it in a manner that very many people... Are you one of them? No, you're not one of them. Are you one of them that is not here, that is being hid, that God is hiding from? No. You are the member of the bride. You are the one who is talking to. And to you, he's talking it plainly. Though to the people, the way he's talking, when it goes to the people, it will be very confusing. Yes. But not to you. That's why, if you don't understand, ask. Do you know what those disciples did? And don't be ashamed of asking. Don't, brothers, sisters, don't be, you don't know. You, brothers and sisters, you don't know how Don and Michael and we people, how we labor. We can labor the whole night. I don't know what time. I think I slept 2 hours last night. And I found Don studying there the whole day, not going. We labor so that we can bring this thing out. It's not, please, brother, sister, don't stay there without knowing it and not asking. Don't stay there. It's like you are expecting an examination. You are expecting an examination. Maybe you are medical or maybe you are a lawyer, whatever. And an examination is coming, a test is coming. And you don't know things. You didn't hear what the teacher said and you don't care. What kind of a student are you?
Right.
I'm not quarreling. I'm just saying, ask. Can you get the ask? Don't just let it go. It's for a purpose that God spoke it.
Amen.
If you don't understand it, I don't care where you are. I'm going to make sure that you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
If you don't understand it and we cannot get it, we're going to kneel down. And we're going to, because God spoke to us. The purpose that God spoke was for us to hear.
Amen.
So ask.
Right.
Ask any question. Brother, another thing as I talk, I don't know. But you are so busy. Me, I'm so busy. We are so busy, brothers. What is important? What is more important? Is this your job? Is this your thing? Or is it this? You give this a very little time in your life.
Yes, sir.
That shows it's not important to us.
Yes.
Not to us. I'm talking to other people, maybe. I don't know. To you people I know. But that's what I'm saying. If it's important, if it's life and death, then this is something that you can leave something and say, brother, can you tell me this? Can you tell me this? And I realize people are interested because last Wednesday after we preached and one got out, Boso said, no, daddy, don't go away. And he pulled the paper that I was, why are you talking this? Why are you saying this? And we had another service there. Like that. We want us. I don't understand anything. You know, you don't understand everything, Brother Joe. I don't understand everything. But when you don't understand and I don't understand, this is something that is going to make us kneel down. Lord, we don't understand what you do.
Yep.
Drop it, Father.
Amen.
Because if he spoke it, it's important. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Don't gabble with your life.
That's right.
Don't gabble with it. Don't say, it can go to hell or to heaven. No. If you gabble like that, you're headed to hell.
Yes, sir.
If you don't care, you're headed to hell. If you care, then we are. It doesn't matter whether you know it or you don't know it. But when you care, now you're in the... You remember those disciples, Brother Michael? Where he gave the parable of the sower. That he went sower and went sower. A sower went to sow. Some fell on this, some fell on this. And they listened. And they could not understand, Brother Joe. They could not understand. Then all the people went home. But the 12 disciples, I don't know how many disciples went and sat in. Jesus, you were talking about that. Why do you talk like that? We didn't even understand. He said, did the others, there's nothing like that, but I'm just imagining. Did the others understand? No, nobody understood. I don't understand why you speak in parables. Why don't you speak plainly? I said, I speak like that. So listening, they don't understand. They don't understand.
That's right.
But you people, why have you come here to ask me? It's because you have been given something to want to know. That's why you've come to me.
That's right.
Somebody who is actually wanting to know and bother to know and concerned has been given something here and is able to know. If you don't care, you're not.
Amen.
I don't know whether I'm preaching my sermon or somebody's sermon, I don't know, but that's okay. Another thing, coming to church. Let me talk about it. It's coming to my head, eh? Coming to church. Do you get anything when you come? Brother Don, just forgive me. I know you're listening in. This is your church. It's not mine. Do you get anything if you come? Don't come here and just go with nothing and don't get bothered.
Right. Yes.
Don't. If it's important, just come and listen. You're talking. If you think that, listen, if you think, brother, don't forgive me. But if you think something is not right and we need to do something so that we can understand more, say it. Let me say, tell you, let me give you a quote. The prophet said, if you don't, and it's not going right, and you don't, and you're seeing it, you will answer in the day of judgment. We are all together in this, and we are one. We love one another. And the purpose you're here, we want to hear from the Lord. If anything is impeding that hearing from the Lord, stamp down and say, no, let's do something here.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. But I'm not supposed to say those things. I'm not the pastor. But brother, don't forgive me for this. This is very important. This is very, very, very important.
Exactly right.
It's not something that you can just throw it like you're coming. No, this is very important. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, I was saying the quickening power was not only in their soul. The quickening power is the Holy Ghost. The quickening power is the Holy Ghost. The prophet is going to say it in very many different ways. He says it's the dynamics that quickens the mechanics. Joe is a mechanic. He knows what that is. You might have a vehicle. Let's say it's a vehicle or something. Let's take that bulb. You see that bulb? All that you see in that bulb, everybody knows a bulb. What a bulb is. It's a bulb. All that grass you see around, all that metal that you see where you screw it in, do you see that? All that is mechanics. Do you see that? If it doesn't have a spark, it will not give light. If that dynamic, that power don't come there, it's not going to have nothing. You can have all the word you want. You can read all the Bible you want. You can read all the quotes you want. If it doesn't have this quickening power, which is resurrection, he calls it resurrection. Yes. And when you are resurrected to the revelation of the word, that's a resurrection individually on you.
That's right. Amen.
Now, it stops becoming a quote that you know, that you can say, I have this quote. And I can connect to this quote. It becomes alive. That quote becomes alive in you. As an individual, you are resurrected. You have life.
That's right.
Because that quote is life.
Yes, sir.
It's the mechanics. It got to have a spark. It's got a quickening power. All resurrection. All the talking. All the spirit of God. All the life of God. Whatever you're going to call it. All that is the same thing. When you hear the talking, don't get confused. It's the same thing. God is trying in different ways to get this message to you. The individual son and the individual daughter of God.
That's right.
Yet hiding it to the people that are not his. That's why he's saying talking and different ways. He's coming in different ways. Because he knows his people. His people are different. Yeah. If you don't hear this, God knows you. That's why he even called different people. He called Michael, and after calling Michael, a major preacher here, he still called me. Why? Michael would have been sufficient. Praise be to God. But God knows that the way Michael comes, there is a way. Listen very carefully. There is a way that Michael comes that you touch. There is a heart that I know here. When God called Michael, I don't know why I'm talking the way I'm talking, Brother Michael. Forgive me. You people, forgive me for this.
Right.
The way Brother Michael comes, God knew that there is a soul here that can hear that and don't hear me. Because that's not important. It is.
Yes.
God wants you. God, the purpose of God is for you to hear.
That's right.
And he knows you. He knows you are catching your understanding. He knows that.
Yes.
So he called this way. So Michael can come here. Like when he talked here, I was wondering, have I ever looked at those scriptures, Brother Michael? I've read them, but I've never seen them like that. The way Michael comes is completely different. He comes in a certain way. And I like it. I love it. He ministers to my heart. Do you get that? In his capacity as Michael. Don comes here. I see, okay, was it there? Was it there before? You understand what I'm saying? Each one. Why? God has a purpose. God has a purpose. God wants that resurrection, that life to get into you. He wants to spark that from the life of the word to come to that word.
That's right.
quickening power, but it quickened the mechanic. Now you understand what the mechanics are. It's a vehicle. A vehicle can have the good tires, good engine, all that skeleton and everything, good body and everything else. But if the spark, if that power is not, and you can have full tank of gas. Is that right? But if that power is not coming to ignite, that vehicle is not going to move there, from there.
That's right.
He's talking about that spark, that dynamic. He called it dynamic. That spirit of God. Praise be God. It's called resurrection. Praise be God. If it resurrects that car from idolism, is not moving to something that can move now.
Yes, sir.
It resurrects that car. It resurrects you to arrive that you live for Christ.
That's right.
That you can show people that Christ is here on earth.
Amen.
And that is the individual. I can just skip that. But you can go there. It's talking about the quickening and the resurrection. It's the resurrection. That's the resurrection. You are dead. You are dead, you cannot do nothing, you can have all the quotes, and you don't, it's not ignited. Now, when that life comes, you are now resurrected.
Yes.
You are now resurrected.
Yes,
that is a resurrection of an individual. Let's go down there. We have put too much stress on mechanics, paragraph 24. I'm going to jump on that and I'm going to go down there. How to finish. But go read these quotes. If you have any question. And it's good. If you read a quote and it's not connecting with this, Brother Goba, why are you connecting this with this? Do you know something else? It's very interesting. I make my quotes. These people knows how to make their quotes. I don't. I just put the quotes that comes and put it there. I don't even, sometimes I wonder, am I going to put this down here or up there? I don't know. So when I go there, senior, after maybe a month, I wonder, why was I putting this here? Why is it here? No, together. What did I really want to say with this? You know, like that. So if you look at it and you don't know why or how you can put this and this together, just ask me now so that I can tell you what it meant and why I put it there. So we have put too much stress on the mechanics. That's on the quotes and like that. On the word, I know the word. I belong to this, I belong to that. You come from. And nothing on the dynamic. You put too much on the word. That's good. But do we put, and remember something else. God does not quicken. Are you listening? God does not quicken anything else. He quickens the word of the age.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Not any other thing. Today, he cannot quicken Moses' word.
Right.
Today, he cannot quicken Noah's word.
Mm-hmm.
So what is in your heart? As a Christian today, what is in your heart?
Right.
What is in your heart? That seed, that soul, listen very carefully, that soul, that seed is the word for this age.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's the only thing that God can quicken. Anything else is not going to quicken.
Right.
If it's a word for any other age, in your heart, it's not going to be quickened. God quickens the. Why do you come to the word of the age? Why do you come? Because. Are you getting it?
Yes.
Are you getting it? Why do you come to this word? Why do you love it? Why do you love it? Because it's you.
Right. Yes, sir.
It's you.
Yep.
When I say it, I'm calling your name. When I say it, you hear like he's talking about me. You see, people, when people, I've seen that very many times. I don't do that. Because there's a problem here, I come and see, I know somebody has a problem, I saw somebody somewhere, and I say, start going around. I don't do that. I don't do those things. But now, when God speaks, he speaks about you.
Right.
In Kenya, tunasemaga newadema. What is that? What is that in English, Sister Esther? No, Adema. Do you know it? Utamanga na utamamu udugu kate. What is that, my dear sister? What is that? what is that? Can you say it, Sister Hannah? No, Adema. You're talking about me around it. You're not coming straight, but you're talking about me. No, Adama. Do you know that God is talking about you.
Right.
God is talking about me.
Yes, sir.
He's not going around. He's talking about me. When he talks his word, he's talking me. Actually, he's talking me.
Yeah.
When he hear, that's why I love it. Because I hear me, he's talking to me. He's not, if he's not talking to you, he's talking to me.
Yes, sir.
He's talking to me. He's talking to me.
Right.
Gomba, I don't want people cheating, doing this, listen what I don't. He's talking to me.
Right.
He's talking to me. He's not going around it. He's talking to me, and I want him to talk to me.
Amen.
His word is here. Why do you come to it? In fact, I came because he called me. How did he call you? Did you hear a sound called Joe, come here, my son? You didn't hear that, but he heard this. This is in you. That's why you came. Father, I've come. Father, I've come. Anybody else is not called. They'll never come. Brothers, they'll never come. Why? They are not called. This is not their name. If I say Michael will come. The other day he came to the church and I remember that. Another brother, Michael. I think he loves me. I don't know why. Because I'm not lovable, brother. He came to where I was seated and he told me, wake up. And I looked at him. He is not talking to anybody. I looked at him. Okay. I woke up. Hug me. I don't know. Praise God. He's calling me. He's calling me. Not you, not anybody. He's calling me. That's why I've come, Lord. I've come. I heard you call me. When you spoke this, you called me.
Amen.
Because what you spoke by the mouth of Michael, by the mouth of whoever preached, by that mouth, he talked here. He called. That was my name, Lord. That's why I've come to this.
Right.
I want you, Lord, to quicken this. Please. You cannot call me if you didn't want to quicken it. That's why you've called me, because you want to put some spark in it so that I can manifest that here on earth. Can you get that? That's resurrection. Lord, I'm resurrected. Like you resurrected and you came here and showed yourself to the people. Now I'm here showing you here on earth. Because now you resurrected. You are in me. Now I'm displaying you. I'm showing the world Christ again here on earth. Praise be to God. What a resurrection. That's why the prophet said, what a resurrection this is. This is a great resurrection. He has come from heaven. And we have another Easter. We have another him here on earth. In the bride.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Can you see that resurrection? let's just finish that. That's the red part and then we jump. He's going to talk about it in different ways. Paragraph 104, we have put too much stress on mechanics and nothing on the dynamics. It needs the dynamic power of God, the resurrection power. You see, he's calling it resurrection power. He's calling it the resurrection power. Can you see that?
Amen.
That dynamic, that Holy Ghost is the resurrection power.
Yes,
sir. What is it? It's him getting into you. And because he's a resurrection and life, resurrection has gotten into you.
That's right. Amen.
If I call that a resurrection, people might say, no, you're bringing for resurrection. That's why I'm counting it. It's a resurrection. I'm going to give you another one. Let's jump because of time. Let's jump. You read that. That's very good there. Right there is going to call it dynamics, resurrection, and all that. You read those quotes up there in the Easter seal and it's rising of the sun. And I would like you to, I think something is not right there. Okay, something. But that's okay. Now, you read those quotes, but you people who like listening when they are driving, like Joe, put that there. Easter seal, 1965. There are four Easter seals. Four Easters there. Put that there in the vehicle when you're driving home, Sister Esther. Listen to that. Easter seal, and it is the rising of the sun.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you how you are resurrected. And he calls it a resurrection. That's where I got it. I didn't know that. I've really thought about resurrection for a long time. But I was wondering, what is this? Where do I put this? Okay? That's a resurrection. And it made me one time, sister, I think I preached this at the grooming salon there. But I preached it different. I'm sorry. I didn't know this. God has revealed this to me. I didn't know it then.
Amen.
I thought this is what you are given so that you can wait for the general resurrection. I didn't see another resurrection. I saw only that resurrection. Okay? Now, like that. That is... When he comes into you, he makes this motto. He puts his immortality. Himself is immortal. What is immortal? Do you know immortal and mortality? Do you know the difference? Brother Joe, mortal is something that is going to die. Immortality is God.
Right.
Can you get that? So when he gets into you, you have immortality.
Amen.
You have him. He's immortal. He's immortal. He cannot die. You have life and you have resurrection.
That's right.
Because your body was already brought here in sin, except in iniquity. And your soul was had something else. Your spirit had something else there that is not of God. So life is put in that soul. And he kills this other one and he endures you. You become a different person altogether. Every bit of you, the body is quickened, the soul is quickened, the spirit is quickened. You are a different person altogether. Nothing, according to you, if you go there, if you read those quotes, you see, notice, death does not stop the quickening power of God. Notice, death cannot stop it. That is the church ages, the second one is the church ages up there. It's talking about the quickening. Death is nothing. Death is nothing.
Right. Amen.
It's coming. I don't know. I'm running, but let me say this. Do you see? You see people laying people's hands and people getting, I'm not saying that we lay people's hands, but people getting sick and people getting healed is because of that quickening power. It has been pumped in every part of you, soul, spirit, and the body. That's right. It's been pumped there. It's so powerful that when you touch, you can touch a handkerchief and you set it somewhere and it's going to heal people.
Right. Yep.
Is that quickened power? Is that resurrection in that handkerchief? It's so powerful. Those dynamics. That spark is so powerful that it can do things. That's right, brothers.
Yeah.
You say, why? How do you say that? Do you remember Elisha? The prophet said, and that was just a portion. That was just a portion of the Holy Ghost. A very small portion of the Holy Ghost. But he was full of God because the word of God came into Elisha. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they buried him in a certain cave. Is it called cave? Cave. Is that cave? In a cave. You remember like Brother Branham went to a cave and met an angel there like a cave. And they buried him. That's where they were burying people. They buried him there. And one time they took somebody. Listen, they took somebody that was dead. And Elisha was dead. And Elisha was also dead. And they took somebody and threw him here. When those bones touched this man, that man arose again.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Those bones were so pumped with the dynamics. With this power of God. That's right. It was so resurrected. Though death does not take it away, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Death does not take it. That's why, whether you lie, whether you are eaten by dogs, whether you are eaten by animals, whether you are swallowed by fish in the ocean, wherever you die, brothers, that quickening power remains there.
Yes, sir.
And one time, if you gather together and you hear a voice, come forth! And you come forth. And then you're funny from the funny, you come and live in a body, this body, because of that quickening power.
That's right.
I hope you get that.
Yes,
what are the prophet in one of the quotes here? He says, what a resurrection!
Yeah.
What a resurrection this is! Okay, now let's go to the. I'm not going to finish. But you know where I'm headed to. You know what I'm headed to. Okay, now, this is about the church. This is how he came with the church. If you read, we don't have the scriptures. I should have put the scriptures here. That you come with a shout. Is that right? With a shout, a voice, and a trumpet. Is that right?
Yes.
Three things. I think I've said, and you can mark it down. You people need papers. And in Kenya we have, but here people are good. But in Kenya we have papers and pens we write down. Don't feel like you cannot do that. And you have your phones. Make sure that it doesn't make noise. But you can have it and write a question or something here.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. Here, technology is high. You can even have your iPad and write anything that you want there. But don't be ashamed of writing in a paper. Don't be ashamed. So, the Bible said that he will come with Christ will come with them. That's what the Bible says. He will come with them. If you read the book called Rapture, the prophet said, those three things. You read it. And another thing I'll tell you. It doesn't say it there. It doesn't say it there. It's not open like that. But you read it very carefully with this idea that it's one. Shout, a voice, and the trumpet. It's just one thing. Just one thing. And he says, he will come with them that are dead. And we who are alive and remain to his coming, when he's coming. He's talking about when he's coming from heaven. Revelation 10, 1 to 6. When he's coming from heaven, when that mighty angel is coming, like he says, Brother Abraham will be here on earth. When that mighty angel is coming down from heaven, when he's coming down from heaven for his bride, there will be people here like Brother Branham that will be alive and remaining. Right. I was alive, but I was a baby. Some of you were not there, but I was alive, but I was a baby. She was there. She was bigger than me. She looks young, but she has many more years than mine. I don't know what she eats. She's strong. Praise be to God. When he's coming from heaven, he'll come with a shout. There are people here who be not. But he'll come with the rest of them that are dead. He'll come with them. Can you get that? He'll come with them. Now listen. He says there'll be a shout, a voice, and a trumpet. Is that right? And I'm saying all those are the same. What is it? It's the message of Brother Branham. It's simple. The message of Brother Branham in the Laodicean Church Age. He's gathering people. It was to gather people. So the way we are gathered, those who arrive by the message, gather together to receive him when he comes. Will I find faith when I come? There's a scripture like that. Will I find faith? Will I find revelation when I come? Yes, yes. Jesus, you find faith because the seven seals will be opened. The seven seals will be opened when you are coming from heaven. We'll be prepared by that. We'll be gathered together by that, the message is the shout. The shout is the message. Now listen, what about the voice? The voice, listen very carefully. The voice is the voice of resurrection. He says it's the resurrection, like he called Lazarus come forth. Lazarus come forth. Is that right? That's the voice of resurrection. How is it the voice of resurrection? The promise is because this message, which is the shout, Rebbe. The prophet does not have very many quotes. I don't have it here. I'll be bringing it. Maybe if I have time. If I don't, no problem. If there's time. The prophet says, this is very confusing. Sometimes it's confusing. The prophet says he didn't have a particular message. God read the book in the book called Sars. Is this the time? He didn't have a particular message of the seven church age. Of the seven churches as a prophet of the age. What did he do? He took what Paul had, right. What Irenaeus had, what Martin had, and he brought all that here. Yes, is that right? Can you get that?
Yes, sir.
He calls that resurrection. That's the resurrection. That's the resurrection of the church. Paul is here. Everybody is here. By that message, all that is here. That's the resurrection. That's the resurrection of the church. Praise be to God. I hope you get. Yeah. It's not getting in. I can see it's not getting in the way I wanted to get in. he will come with them. He comes with four. Yeah. Not physical bodies. Right. He didn't come with the physical bodies when he came. The mighty angel coming down after the seals are revealed. Can you get that? He came with them. All that. Paul was here. When he came, Paul was here. Irenaeus was here. All that. What is Paul? Paul is not a body that went to the ground. That's not Paul.
Amen.
Who are you? You're not this body that will go into the ground.
Yes,
who are you? You are that seed.
Yes, sir.
You are that soul. You are that word.
Amen.
The word of Paul. Paul is here.
Yes, sir.
Paul, Irenaeus is here. The word of Irenaeus is here.
Yes,
all that is resurrected and it's here.
Amen.
I'm calling that another resurrection. And he calls it exactly that. It's another resurrection. It's the resurrection. It's the resurrection of the church. Now he goes on and, did you know, I don't have a blackboard, but maybe one day I'll have, but, and it's not Michael, don't look at Michael, it's me, I didn't ask for it. If I ask anything, Michael does it like, I don't even like asking, he's always there, ready to do. If it's about this, he's already there, and I love Brother Michael. Do you know that plant of the wheat? I don't know about the plant of the wheat because I didn't live in a place where there's wheat. Maybe you people know about the wheat. But I know the maize. Know the maize? The first thing that comes up, it's dead. That is the resurrection of the church at that time. Because it died in post-time. Then it comes up here, and the first thing that we see are the two blades. The prophet says that is Ruda. Can you get that? It's called the stalk. Is this the stalk? The stalk, the two leaves there. And that stick goes up. And at the top here, there is the tassel. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He says that is Wesley. And this is the church now growing. Then it comes here and it has the maize. And the first thing it has is not the maize, it's the shark. He says that, who is the shark? Who is the shark? People don't want to say that. This is Brother Branham. If this was the tassel, if this was Wesley, and this is and this is Ruda, the shark of the wheat is Brother Branham. And the prophet says, listen very carefully, I have a topic on that also. The thing that can deceive you is that.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It's the shark. It's a message of the Brother Branham that you take the people of this age to hell. That's too strong, but that's exactly right. People thinking they are preaching Brother Branham.
Right.
Praise be to God. But remember, him came to a place and told you, don't preach me again. Don't bring my message again of the seventh church age. I'm done with it. It's no longer me.
Yeah.
What has happened? He says, he has come. And he was to come when I'm here on earth. And he came and he took the feeling away. It's no longer me. Don't follow me. If I come with my message of that time, I'll be wrong. I'll take you to hell.
Amen.
Can you get that, brothers and sisters? And then the church today that is preaching that is taking people to hell. The prophet is saying that is the very thing that can deceive the people. That is deceiving people. You know the Bible? The Bible says if you deceive the very elect, is that possible?
Yes,
that is the crucial thing. Because people think they are carrying the message of the hour. There is a message church. It's a message church. It's a good message church. People are thinking that is right. That's not right. There's no right there. What? Let me ask you a question. What happens when the right gets out of the leaves? It goes to the stars. Is that it? Is that it? That's the truth, is that it?
Yes.
That's the truth. It goes there. Where does it go from the tassel? To the shark.
Yes.
To Brother Brown, is that right? So all that right. What is it? The prophet said, it's the resurrection of the life coming all over the church. Up now, it is with Brother Branham on the shark.
That's right.
And he brought the message to the people of right. Then the
right
moved. Praise be God. Then I moved from the shark. Where did it go? He says, to the seed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What happened to the shark? It died.
Yes, sir.
What happened to the seventh church? It died.
Right.
What is there? What is there? What is dead? Dead is dead. Yes. And there's no resurrection there. It's done.
Amen.
God has done with it. What do you do with that? What do you do with that in Kenya, Sister Esther? What do you do with that? With that, when that happens, and you get your maize, what happens to the other? You give that to the cows. Or you cut it, you burn it. Do you need it? You don't need it. It's dead. Why are you giving people cows food? Well, don't give people, that's cow's food. That's not people's food. Supposed to be burned and thrown away. And the church giving people that is killing the people.
Yes,
that's the very thing that can deceive the people if that was possible. But you know what? The bride cannot be deceived.
Amen.
The bride is resurrected. The bride has life. And the life connects with the life. There's a spark in her that cannot ignite nothing else except the word of this age.
That's right. Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't know whether I'm saying it right. I'm feeling like I'm not saying it exactly. Are you getting it? Are you getting it really? Are you getting it? All that life that was there in the seed, to begin with, that plant of maize was seed, is that right?
Right.
All that life came to the tassel, to Ruda, is that right? After rotting, is that right? They again came to Esther, is that right?
Yes.
All that life of that maize, though it doesn't look like maize on top there, but it's that life that was in the maize, is that right? It's coming, it became to the shark. When it came to the shark, all the life of that seed was in the shark.
Yes.
It moved from the shark to what?
The
seeds. What a resurrection.
Amen.
That we have now in the rapture because we are in the seed time.
That's right.
That's the bride age.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing is resurrected here. That's what I call the resurrection. That's what I'm calling the resurrection. It's another resurrection. That's the resurrection of the Thessalonians 4. He who come with them. He has come with Paul. He's here.
That's right.
If I don't need the quotes. I think you do you understand? Or do I need to read the quotes? Do you understand? That's another resurrection. Are you getting it? Yes. That's a resurrection. All that life is here is resurrected.
Amen.
So that's a resurrection. All that life is here. And we have him here. The bride and the bridegroom together here. I hope that's a resurrection. Now, another thing that's coming, I don't know how to bring it now. I was talking about the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. And I said those three are the same. The prophet says the voice, the prophet is a quote, is a statement that he makes. He makes a statement that the voice is the voice of resurrection. And he says is the same with the shout. The shout is the message of the hour in the church ages. What was it? It was gathering people. He says, "Is when you remember? Do you remember when engineer sister Juanin, what Juanin? He said J instead of well, Juanita, is it? you see, the shout is the message of Brother Branham." People put it over here. No, it's not here. It was to gather the bride together. The prophet says, do you remember Matthew 25? Where there were two foolish virgins and a wise virgin?
Yes.
And the virgins or the bride was waiting, the foolish bride and the wise, they were waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And they were told, 3 million lamps. The prophet says, that is the shout. You need a quote I'll give you. So actually, it was something calling them, come, he's coming. What was doing that? It's Brother Branham. That was the shout. Can you get that?
Yes, sir.
Now from there, he says, that shout is also the voice. So it's the same thing, the shout that is going to other people. It's the shout that is going to other people. Where was it going? It was bringing power. That voice, which is the voice of resurrection, is called the voice of resurrection. It was bringing power. Because in his message telling us to be ready, he was also preaching Paul, preaching Irenaeus, preaching. So it was brought here. What about the trumpet? What was the trumpet? People get, listen, brothers and sisters, don't be confused about trumpets. People hear trumpets and they feel like there are things that are there. Are you going to hear? Karu betaka huonana. You know that song? The Kikuyus know that song. I think the Kikuyus in Canada understand what I'm talking about. They see, everybody is waiting for the trumpet to be sounded, that's right? And they are feeling like it's going to be brown sounded. Wah, 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 wah. And all the people who come, and Jesus Christ, the heavens will open, and Jesus Christ will drop down here, and you have a table from here to Kenya, to Korea, and Jesus Christ, that would be a lot of work to serve that table. Nothing like that. That's the people thinking. In fact, we had a funeral service in Brother Kenneth's church here one time. And I remember that man. And I loved the zeal that man had. And I think he's a relative of Osinas, I think like that. And he was really, I like that. I like the zeal. He could not stop saying, yes, he's just about here. He's just about here. And one of his days, it will open up. And you see him come here and everybody will come. And we are waiting for him. We are looking up. And he could not stop even telling me. He was so zealous. I wish I would be zealous. With this that I know now. With this revelation like he is.
Amen.
I like his zeal.
Yes.
But he's waiting. Looking up. And you can see that thing in him.
Yes.
But it's not like that. It's not like that. There's no trumpet. The trumpet was the message of the hour of Brother Branham. But it was going to, each one of them, the shout was to prepare the bride that is alive. You get that?
Right.
Tell them, get ready, he's coming. Trim me lamps, is that right? That was the one. The same message was the voice. Where was it going? Bringing Paul. It was the voice of resurrection. Bringing Paul, bringing Irenaeus, bringing all of them here. Because when he comes, we all, the prophet says, we all gather together.
Yes, sir.
How? Not this body, people think about, no, God is not talking about this body is waiting to get to the ground.
Amen.
He's talking about your soul and your spirit. We all gather here.
That's right.
They could not be made perfect without us. They were waiting for us.
Right.
Now they are caught here. What about the trumpets? Hannah? What about the trumpet? They are the reading. Shout, voice, and trumpet. What about the trumpet? People think people. I don't laugh at them. I was there. I was looking at the trumpet, and people would say trumpet, the seventh trumpet, the sixth trumpet, and what are they talking about? I don't get it. Listen, it's simple. Don't be confused, Hannah. Trumpet is very simple. Trumpet is very simple. Can you get it now? Write it down in your phone or somewhere. Trumpet is the gospel trumpet. The first trumpet was sounded by Paul. Simple!
Right. Right.
when he was preaching that, Brother Joe, that was the trumpet.
Yeah.
What about the great trumpet? The great trumpet is Brother Branham's trumpet, the seventh age message. Brother Branham, in the seventh church age, giving that message to the people, get ready. I'm the forerunner. I'm telling you, he's coming. I'm the forerunner. I was sent to forerun the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was telling people to get ready. That was the trumpet that everybody is waiting for.
Yes.
Can you get that? That's the trumpet. Get ready. He's here. He's just about to come. And remember Amos 3:7. God will never do anything until first he reveals it to his servants, the prophet. His coming is a very great thing.
Amen.
He cannot do it until first he brings a prophet here on earth.
Amen.
And tells that prophet, I'm going to come now. Amen. Tell the people. And I called you to forerun me, to tell the people that I'm just about to come. That was the trumpet. The trumpet to get people ready because he's coming.
Right.
So the seventh message was actually telling people, it was a trumpet. But why is it called trumpet? That's another question, Hannah. Why is it called a trumpet? It's called a trumpet because this message to go to the Jews, because the Jews were also to come. They don't hear nothing else. They hear trumpets. They know trumpets. They were called. Whenever the Jews are called, like they are going to war, Sister Esther, whenever they were going to war, it was a trumpet. And every trumpet had its own sound.
Yes.
To go to war, together for a gathering, maybe there is a gathering for the king want to talk to them. There was every sound of that. Now, when they were called to go to church, there was also a trumpet. This trumpet is to gather them together because the king is coming.
Amen.
Like the trumpet that was being blown in Egypt whenever Joseph is coming.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Whenever Joseph was passing around, that was the trumpet of the king. King is coming. And this trumpet is the great trumpet of the king. The king is coming. You Jews, get ready. Get ready.
Yes,
this message went to those Jews like a trumpet. Those are the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah. I'm confusing you now. How can the two witnesses be? That's right. It is one trumpet, two angels. Why are they called two angels? Why are they called two angels? So that people don't know. People that are not the genes of God, the children of God do not know. That's why the prophet in the Bible talks like the way he talks. Is right? People never know. They were waiting for two guys to come here. Even the message believers, Joe, go ask him. Brother Don was giving me a testimony of a brother that he was talking to from a certain church. And then Brother Don was telling me that he is on fire, saying that the only thing they are waiting for are the two witnesses of Israel to come. We have plumbed beyond that. Very many years. Very many years. They came and that was finished. That was done.
Right.
Where are the people who are being called by the two trumpets? By the trumpet. The Jews. Where are they? The 144 are here with the bride. They are already here. The trumpet went there. To the Jews and called them. The same message is Brother Branham. I think, Hannah, you have a question. Those eyes that you are looking at me at, you have a question on that. I will have you, don't worry. let me explain it. Let me just tell you what it is. It's just simple. The two ages, the two prophets, simple, in simplicity of it, is Old and New Testament.
Yeah.
Simple.
Right.
Simple.
Yes, sir.
The two prophets is Old and New Testament. Yes, when they were revealed by the seventh angel, yes. When they are revealed, because what was the work of Brother Branham? Revelation 10, 7. What was the work of Brother to open the whole Bible, is that right? When the Old and New Testament opened, that was a trumpet going to the Jews and calling the Jews come.
Amen.
And they came. The mighty angel came down from heaven, who is Jesus Christ, came down and joined. They joined.
Amen.
All these years, they had refused the atonement. Now they accept the atonement.
Yes.
Atonement is the sacrifice that Jesus did in the, by shedding his blood. I hope you get that, okay?
Amen.
So it's here. And now it's also called. I think I'm throwing very good things at the same time. She told me that she likes when I draw. I don't know why I've told me. It's also called the feast. That one trumpet is also called the feast of the trumpets. The feast of the trumpets is not 1, 2, 3, 7. That the first one, the second one, that we are going to have, that they're going to wait like we waited. No, the feast of the trumpets is that one trumpet. When Brother Branham spoke, how is it? Let me ask you a question. How is it the feast of the trumpets? How is it that one trumpet? What is the great trumpet? Brother Branham's message of the seventh church age. Is that right?
Yes.
You are answering like you are not sure. Yes.
Yes.
Brother Branham's message of the seventh church age is the seventh trumpet. Okay? And the last trumpet. And the great trumpet. Okay? Now, in that, it has the seven trumpets brought together. It's called the feast. What is the feast? Like now, we might eat a goat. What is, we are going to eat a goat. We got together. What do we call that? The feast of a goat. Eating a goat. Is that right? Eating a goat.
Right.
Okay, now. So when we bring Paul's trumpet, Paul's message here. Can you get that? Rabbi, are you getting it? We bring Paul's message here. That is his trumpet, is that? That's Paul's trumpet. We bring Irenaeus' trumpet here.
Yes,
Irenaeus' message here. We bring Wesley's message here.
Amen.
Can you get that? When we bring all those messages here, what is it? It's called, we are now feasting on all those trumpets. Is that right? That is what is called the Feast of the Trumpets.
Right.
By one trumpet, we have the Feast of the Trumpets.
Amen.
That Feast of the Trumpets is what is taken to the Jews. It's the opening of the Old and New Testament. And the Jews come. I hope you get that. That is the resurrection. You can call the Feast of the Trumpets the resurrection. Yes, you can call the seventh trumpet the resurrection. You can call it like that. The resurrection of the church. It has been brought here. It's here. I hope you get. You have any question? Please let me know. Let me go over the... I'm not going to read all these quotes. And Brother Don and the family there, I hope you have this quote. This quote tried to just to say that. Now, I'm finishing. Just don't worry. I'm not going to read. I'm just going to say what it is. I'm going to read those quotes. There are two physical resurrections. I've talked about two spiritual resurrections. Is that right? Can you see how they're spiritual? It's not anybody that is dead that is going to be seen. Somebody like Gomba was dead and buried and he's come up. Is that right? It's not like that. I've seen that. That's true. The resurrection, I call them spiritual. Now, there are two physical resurrections, and I'm not going to read the quotes because of time. Because we don't have time. It's on now. But let me explain. Just give me about 5 minutes, I explain. Now, this is the first resurrection. The first resurrection, only, you read those quotes, the only people who resurrect are the bride. What happens? Listen. Junior Esther, listen, this world, the bombs are coming. When you hear Trump and Iran, just back and forth, anything can trigger.
Yep.
Anything can trigger.
Right.
And at one time, the prophet saw his vision. I think he had some visions. And one of them, he said, he saw America in debris, on fire.
Right.
And he was told, look at the king of the north.
Yep.
Look at Russia. He was told 3 times. And I think one of them was, look at Russia. Watch Russia.
Yes.
America has very many nuclear bombs. But nobody now, and they have accepted that, nobody now can win a nuclear war. Nobody.
Right.
That will be the end of it. Yep. And the prophet said, this will be the third pain of the world. It's going to go. When it does, everybody goes. Good or bad. This is the body. This is the body. He said, death or anything does not stop the quickening power. It does not stop that resurrection. Is that right? So you die, you get out of this body, you go to your theophany, because you got to go to your theophany. By bombs, pa, and pack everything. These houses, cars, everything is gone. Is that it? Right. Now, where do we go to? We go to our theophany. When it comes down, the war is over. Now, listen very carefully, I'm just about to finish now. When the bread comes down, they resurrect. The prophet says, he'll call forth. I put there maybe the margin force. He says, in the millennium, that will be in the millennium. And they live here for 1,000 years. That is coming. That's coming. That's very near. This world is just about to finish. And he will call his children, come forth. Is that right? And they will come forth. And they will have glorified bodies. So we will come. We, not anybody else. The prophet said here, there's nobody else who is going to resurrect. Only the bride. Only the bride. 144,000. But I read some quotes that I see some people there. Who is this? Abraham will be there. I know that. There are some guys in the Old Testament that will be there. Because he says even the prophets were part of this rapture. That's right. Even the prophets were. So they will be here. There will be people, particular people that will be here. Right. That will be. They will stay for 1,000 years. They will stay for 1,000 years. Can you get that? We will say, I will be there. Are you going to be there?
Amen.
Are you going to be there? Yep. I will be there. Make sure you're there. Make sure you're there. Rebbe, I want you there.
Amen.
I love you. I love you. Each one of you. I want you there. Don't miss this. The only way to miss this is to not to have resurrection now.
Right.
You got to have that resurrection now. You got to have that Holy Ghost now. You got to have that token now. Now.
Yes.
Because there's no two ways about it. There's no two ways about it. There's no goats now. There's no sheep now. The only thing we have is the bride. Can you get that? In the church ages, we have some people like foolish virgin. Now we don't have nothing. The only thing we have is the bride and non-bride and non-believers.
Amen.
So we resurrect. We stay here for 1,000 years. We have a glorified body. No sin, no nothing. There's nothing. It's just love and gladness and happiness.
Amen.
For 1,000 years. It's a rule with Christ.
Right.
No sickness, no nothing. Like the way it was in the Garden of Eden for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, it's over. That is a resurrection. That is what I'm calling the first physical resurrection. The prophet says, in the millennium, in the margin who's there, he says, he's going to call forth, come forth, and they'll come, and they'll be here on earth. Those people will be here on earth. The bride will be here on earth for 1,000 years. That is the first resurrection. Nobody else is there. Now, the bride, when he's married here in the rapture, remember, when he's married here in the rapture, he's gotten into Christ, is right? So the bride, how many comings are there of Christ? Three, is right? When was the first coming? To die. When was the second coming? To catch the bride, is right? So he has come and caught the bride, is right? What about the third coming? The third coming, he comes with the bride in the millennium.
Right.
That's when he comes with, come forth, and he comes and rules here on earth. With her in the millennium. The bride in the millennium. He comes with her in the millennium. That is that coming. Can you get that? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, they stay for 1,000 years. That is the second physical resurrection. It's a resurrection only to the bride. And she don't die again. And Christ does not leave her again. They stay together for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, there is... It's finished. There is the judgment. Can you get that? The judgment. Everyone, why does the Bible teach like there's no any other resurrection? Like those people who are sinners will not resurrect. Because they will resurrect and die again. There will come a resurrection. That is the physical second resurrection. It's called, mark this, it's called second resurrection or the general resurrection. Second resurrection or the general resurrection. Why is it called general? Because everyone, bad or good, they all resurrect. Can you get that? It will be a general resurrection of everybody. How about the bride? How about the bride? She already resurrected, is right? She's been here. And now there will be a judgment. In this judgment, the bride and Jesus Christ, you sit here and they will judge the world. Why are they being judged? Why are they judging the world? Remember, she is a judge. Whatever her husband is, she is. When you are married here on earth by Jesus Christ, you are Jesus Christ, you are God. You will be even the judge when you start becoming a judge. You will judge with him. That's why the Bible says, don't you know that you judge the earth? Do you understand that? You even judge angels. You judge the devil and his angels. You judge them. Now, you are sentenced to death. You tell them that. Is that right? You will crash here. Now, what happens from there? They have resurrected. But there are two groups that have resurrected. There were two good guys. In the church ages, they were good guys. Is that right? Good guys, but they didn't have the Holy Ghost. I don't know whether it's the Holy Ghost that they didn't have, because there's some question there. But the prophet said they were good guys. They're called the foolish virgin. They're called the foolish virgin. The prophet gives the example of Nicodemus. The prophet gives the example of Gamaliel. He says they will have eternal life. And they will want, because now they know, and everything, it will not be you talk. And now, God, did you see me? You're saying I did this. Did you see me? There's nothing like that. You will know, like you know yourself. So you know I'm a sinner. And you have that screen. I don't know whether it will be a screen or something. But you open up and you know you are a sinner. You didn't believe the message of the hour. So you are walking to hell. You are walking to the lake of fire. And he tells you, you come. No, don't come. Don't go. You are sheep. Today we don't have sheep. Today in this message, we don't have sheep. No, we don't have sheep. But there were sheep in the church ages. So now here, when they resurrect, now the devil is there and everybody is there. Now the bride is here and is watching. So he says, now, you're not going to go to the lake of fire. Why? Because I was sick. They wanted to go to hell. To hell, because they know they are wrong. They say, no, you did something good that I was very happy about. I was sick and you came to see me. Is that right? I was hungry and you give me something to eat. And there was, who did that? I've never seen you. You say, when you did this bride of mine here that is seated with me, who is judging with me, when you did to them, you did to me, because her and me has always been one. So when you did that to them, like Gamaliel stopped the people from killing them. Do you remember that? Because Gamaliel did that, don't go to hell. I was sick and you came to see me. I was being beaten and being persecuted. You stood there and said, no. So please, don't go. You're going to get eternal life. He's given eternal life. That is sheep. That sheep now is not there. There's no sheep today in this message. There are no sheep. There are non-believers and bride. The bride and non-believers, period. You got to have the resurrection now or you never have it. Right. And you never have it. But there, in the church ages, there were those that would be given eternal life. That's another resurrection. So what is going to resurrect then is the goats and the sheep. And they'll be divided. Then from there, the goats and the devil and all that. And the memories, listen very carefully. And the memories that you had for your relatives, for whoever you are, whatever. The memories of the suffering that you had. All that, a Holy Ghost fire comes from heaven and burns them, annihilates them, finishes them, and never to be remembered no more. Can we get that now? I hope we get that now. And then we enter into eternity where there's no time, there's no nothing. And I'll reach there. I don't know. I don't know whether it's went to hell or it went how, but those are the four resurrections that I see. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'm not purporting to know anything, but I'm just going to tell you the way I look at it. And if you have a different idea, brother, welcome. I will have it. I will have it also. When we come to fellowship, we don't come to fellowship with a whip. No. You got to say what I'm saying. No. Here is just the way God have helped you, the way God have helped me. We can get together and we can talk about it. And I say that and I only get that from abroad. Every time I get questions from, I would get it from you. And whatever I hear is really asking me some questions. That's good. But Let's talk about this. Let's talk. This is. Let me say one last thing. We like talking about things very much. We like talking about business. We're talking about this is good. But do you know what brings him around? That's when you're talking about this.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Whenever you sit down and start fellowshipping around this, he said he comes around because he likes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you're fellowshipping, he'll come around.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Brother Michael, can you say just a prayer? Can you just come and say a prayer or something?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Let's all stand. I know you enjoyed that. There's a lot said this morning. And I'm so thankful that I'm resurrected this morning. And I know you are too. I actually want to sing a song, I Got the Spirit of God. I didn't bring my laptop, but we all know that one. So, I got the Spirit of God living in me. Jesus poured it out at Calvary. Into his bride, he poured all that he was. Perfect faith, love, and kindness. It'll make the lame walk and the blind to see. It'll bring a rapture when you believe. Very life of God living in you, it's living in me. One more time. I've got the Spirit of God living in me. Jesus poured it out at Calvary. Into his bride he poured all that he was. It'll make the lame walk and the blind to see. It'll bring a rapture when you believe. The very life of God living in you is living in me. Amen. You believe that this morning? If you're not clear of what life is living in you, it's time. It's getting close. And I wouldn't want to take a chance of waiting until tomorrow morning to work on that. I wouldn't want to wait another minute. I would want to know that I know that I know. It's what the prophet says. So, really enjoyed the message this morning and made me think about some things. And so, Brother Goomba, he preaches and he gets to preaching and he gets a little fast and I might not catch him. So, I got to go back and I'll listen to him and I'll rewind and catch it. And so, but we should be doing that with each of these services, not just. Like the brother said, just don't come. And if you're coming and you're not getting something, then figure out why you're not getting something. If you're not getting fed, figure out why your appetite's not this way. So let's stay fervent in our prayer life and leaning on the Lord and surrendering to him. And that he can live this resurrected life in you, in this veil of flesh, like the brother preached on this morning. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly thank you for speaking to us this morning, Lord. And as the brother poured out his heart this morning talking about a resurrection, Lord, and we know that in this day, as the brother said, that it's not a resurrection of another day's message, Lord, but it's the fullness being manifested today, Lord. The resurrection of you again in a veil of flesh, Lord, with full authority and full power, Lord. We appreciate that this morning, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you be with each one of us, you know, each heart, each situation. Ask that your will be done in all things, Lord, and grant our needs. Most of all, Lord, continue to give us revelation, Lord. As we go from this place, we just ask that you be with us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I meant to say one other thing. Brother Goomba has a way of coming, too. He mentioned me and Brother Don about Brother Goomba has a way that, we got many Kenyans here, so maybe it's for no. He speaks to me every time. God's got a position in every one of you. God's minister. You might not be the one behind the pulpit, but God's using every one of you in a way to speak to every one of us. Just as you stub your toe, that little bitty toe is one of the smallest parts of your body, but the entire body responds to that toe. The entire body of Christ responds to one another. So, really appreciate it. You're dismissed.